What is actually revealed in the California prisoners' hunger strike? Responding to Jeffrey Beard's Los Angeles Times op-ed piece. From the Revolutionary Communist Party, Los Angeles branch. 4 weeks ago, 30,000 people in prisons in California and surrounding states went on a hunger strike to protest their conditions, in particular in security housing units called SHUs. Currently, there are hundreds still going without food. They are losing weight, being sent to the hospital, and one has even died since this began. In the Los Angeles Times for Tuesday, August 6, 2013, Jeffrey Beard, head of the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, CDCR, argued that this hunger strike is not about protesting living conditions that constitute torture, but is instead prison gangs attempting to restore their ability to terrorize fellow prisoners, prison staff, and communities throughout California. He went on to defend the conditions of those in the SHU and argued that this was not solitary confinement and therefore not torture. His op-ed is as vicious as it is deceitful, and it is very calculatedly designed to make millions of people who might support those risking their lives on the hunger strike instead see the hunger strikers as animals, criminals, and gangsters with an inexplicable agenda of violence who deserve whatever punishment they get. And it's aimed at putting the imprisoned millions, their family members, and those who've experienced incarceration on the defensive, feeling isolated and alienated. There are three major things revealed in this hunger strike. First, it reveals the complete bankruptcy of a system that has no future for generations of Black and Latino youth, except confining them into inner cities without hope of employment, flooding these neighborhoods with drugs, setting people against each other, pumping out a culture and morality whose sole purpose is to hammer home the need to get rich or die trying in a capitalist system where that can only be done at the expense of others just like you. Then blames these youth and incarcerates them in huge numbers when they act in the ways this system has confined, shaped, and set them up to act, warehousing hundreds of thousands of people in prison and torturing them, and threatening them with torture once they are inside. And when they fight to lift their heads and come together to step out of this, further brutality and criminalization. This oppression is built into the nature of this system, and it needs to be done in and done away with through revolution at the earliest possible time. Second, it reveals the liberatory potential of the people who would be the backbone of this revolution. The potential of those this system has cast off and cast down. In the most dehumanizing of conditions, these prisoners are determined to assert their humanity, to stand up and fight, literally putting their lives on the line, not just to stop the torture they are suffering under, but to stop this for others and for future generations. What is shown here is the potential for transformation on an even greater scale, to step out of the conditions and dog-eat-dog mentality of this system, to lift their heads, come together in unity and for a whole better way. What we see in living color is, in beginning ways, the process and potential that is spoken to by Bob Avakian, the chairman of the Revolutionary Communist Party, in his book Basics, Chapter 3, quote 16, an appeal to those the system has cast off. Here, I am speaking not only to prisoners, but to those whose life is lived on the desperate edge, whether or not they find some work, to those without work or even homes, to all those the system and its enforcers treat as so much human waste material. Raise your sights above the degradation and madness, the muck and demoralization, above the individual battle to survive and to be somebody on the terms of the imperialists, of fouler, more monstrous criminals than mythology has ever invented or jails ever held. Become a part of the human saviors of humanity, the grave diggers of this system, and the bearers of the future communist society. This is not just talk or an attempt to make poetry here. There are great tasks to be fulfilled, great struggles to be carried out, and yes, great sacrifices to be made to accomplish all this. But there is a world to save and to win, and in that process, those the system has counted as nothing can count for a great deal. They represent a great reserve force that must become an active force for the proletarian revolution. This brings us to the third and final point: the need to get busy in the movement for revolution now to make all this possible. This system needs to be swept aside. Its repressive apparatus, including its armies, prisons, and police, which are wielded against the people through torture and brutality, needs to be dismantled by a revolutionary people in their millions when conditions come into being to make that possible. For revolution to be consciously worked at today, and for revolution to have a real chance of winning, it requires leadership. There is such a leadership in Bob Avakian and the party he leads, the Revolutionary Communist Party. But there is also much work to do. The Revolutionary Communist Party has a strategy for revolution, which everyone with a burning hunger for a different world needs to find out about. Get into it, support this party, and spread the work of Bob Avakian. Be part of fighting the power and transforming the people for revolution. If you want to live in a world where the energy and creativity of the millions locked behind steel cages can truly flourish, where there are no more antagonistic social divisions that twist all human relations today, where people work and struggle together for the common good, where everyone contributes whatever they can to society and gets back what they need to live a life worthy of human beings, be part of the movement for revolution to make this real. Be part of thousands today who are influencing millions toward revolution, who are challenging and changing the way people are seeing things and preparing those millions to make revolution when the conditions emerge to do so. Demand an end to torture in U.S. prisons. Have the prisoners' backs. Fight the power and transform the people for revolution. This has been an excerpt from a statement by the Revolutionary Communist Party Los Angeles branch in response to an op-ed piece by Jeffrey Beard, the head of the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. To access and read the full statement, what is actually revealed in the California Prisoners' Hunger Strike, go to revcom.us. Again, that's revcom.us.